Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's friggin' go.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry, Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Miller.
And we are back, and we are... What were we talking about just moments ago? I completely forgot. Shoot. Oh, birthdays.
It was something you were doing.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyways, you can move on to birthdays.
I don't know. I was thinking about just gifts and then the holidays and... fucking stupid birthdays and just like everything's happening all at once. And I feel like I have to, my mom was like, so you've decorated, right? And I was like, now I was going to decorate. Now she's got me feeling like I'm behind. She's like, did you
Christmas?
Yes.
I got fall decorations.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, wow. And then Christmas.
And then Christmas.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. See, I gotta
They're
get
kind of fun.
Them.
I'll send a picture of them to you.
Really?
It's really just one room, but I'm like, one and a half rooms.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
Look at all this shit.
I know. It's See, nice. That's the thing. But I'm like, because when we get back from Africa, I want the house
Do
to
Christmas.
Be festive.
Yeah.
So that
Oh,
means
you want it to already be festive.
That's
yeah, you're
correct.
Getting in
Yeah,
deep.
I'm getting, yeah. I'm like, it
do
should
it
be
now,
festive. That's
if
what
you
I'm
have
thinking.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to do that. It's going to be a thing. I really am excited about it.
This is you guys's first
second
Christmas
together? Second Christmas.
Yeah, but like in the same
no this? I decorated I was really? Yeah I was here
I've never seen
my
this
house
place
wasn't
decorated
done. Yeah really
no
we had a tree
nice
I was like
oh I think I remember the tree
yeah, the tree was great I can't wait
I
to get another
so.
Tree
yeah you're I mean, gonna get another real one
100% it's the only way to do it
nice
I fucking love the real tree you just can't beat it you just gotta water it and everyone's like the needles get everywhere it's like you gotta keep the tree alive.
You do. You got to keep the tree alive.
And then if you keep the tree alive, the needles don't get everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the only problem is you just got to keep the tree alive.
Yeah.
People are really struggling.
Real
with
bad at it.
The trees drink a lot of water.
Yeah, it's a fucking tree.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we can see if we can replant it this year. Last year it didn't go so well, but...
I don't think in your yard you need that.
No, but like
what
if we
you could
repurpose
like donate
it.
What if you could donate it
to charity?
To a forest. Reforestation.
I think this was on Shark
for
Tank
for the Christmas trees.
I think this was on Shark Tank.
Really?
Yeah, they had a
That's
whole.
It's actually
business.
A great idea.
It was a business where it was like, hey, we have this farm, this tree farm. We like, and every year, like, you pick a tree, we bring you the tree,
yeah.
And then when you're done with the tree,
you bring
we take
it back.
The tree back, and yeah, I
yeah,
was like, that's a great idea,
it.
And they were like, no. I know. I don't think they got
a
deal.
That's a fantastic idea.
I thought it was also a good deal, but it was like very small. And it was like, why are you keeping it? It was like the logistics of it were like, this doesn't seem like a scalable business. Like, it seems like you can't do this on a large scale.
Yeah. I guess I could see that. But locally, though, I feel like we could super do that.
My favorite.
Especially in my area.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. In my area, they'd be like, fuck yeah, bring us another tree. It's fine over here.
God.
Or even, I wonder if like you could sell them back or give them back to like the nurseries.
Maybe.
You know?
You know what would be good, though, is would be like, maybe we keep the wood. The tree. We should probably keep the tree wood. No, hear me out.
Like, take the cut the branches off.
And then, like, make
something.
And
build
with it.
Something. That's actually a great idea. I think you should do that this year.
It's like, because you have to, I feel bad.
Yeah.
You know? I always feel
bad. Do you guys have a fire pit yet?
We have a fireplace.
Yeah.
We need a fire pit, though.
Fire pit would be... I really want a fire pit, but I'm also worried because it's so windy at my house.
And there's a lot of brush.
There's a lot of brush.
Yeah.
I'm barely, like, able to have housing insurance. But
a lot of brush out there. A lot of
lots of fires.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys, that's probably not the best idea.
Yeah, but anyway, I was just thinking, like, you could burn the branches.
Yeah.
And would it smell all piney and nice?
Ooh.
I don't know if they're good. I've never heard of them not being good to burn, so...
I don't really, I'm not up to date on what's good to burn and what's not good to burn.
Yeah.
I should probably look it in. Like,
some
things I know.
Don't do.
Definitely shouldn't burn it. Like trash. Probably not good to burn.
Yeah. But yet, that's a big thing is a lot of people burn their trash. There's trash, like, companies don't even come out to their house, so they just burn their trash.
Our neighbors burn everything.
Yeah.
It's actually a problem. Their fire department is over there all the time.
Really?
There's always a fire next door. It's actually like crazy. There's 75 people that live in this compound next door. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it. And yeah, you're like, that looks like there's 75 people that burned a lot of stuff. Like that's the energy that our
house
lot is
gives. Yeah.
It's, and they are, there's always a fucking fire and the fire department is always there. And I'm like, you guys, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
They like, there's like seven families that live there. They all have like generators and like they cook outside. It's really wild. Huh. But like somehow the roof's always on fire. The back of the building. And by the way, they're like renting this. Like this is, they have like a landlord.
Oh.
And so if you ever feel like, oh my God, like I feel bad for my landlord. Like don't come to this house and like, you'll be like, oh wow. Like that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
And that's, yeah, that's bad. Like, I don't know. And the house is like 700 square feet and the lot is like 65 hundred square feet. Like there's no house and it's just a giant yard. I'm like, what is going on over there?
Yeah.
So maybe I can ask them.
You know, Tyler was saying the other day, he was like, you know, I should really be on the podcast just to sit like in the back, kind of like a Jamie and just like fact check you guys. Because you guys say so much dumb shit.
You guys
all
say
the time,
all the wrong things.
And you never know anything.
100%.
You're both like, I don't know. What should we burn? Is that a good thing? Maybe not.
Probably. No, but that's 100%.
He's like, he'll just yell, that's not right. Oh, because we were on the phone with each other. And whenever we're on the phone with each other, I'm like, I don't know. This is one thing. And he's like, it's seven. It's the number seven. And I'm like, the seven. And then
right. No, that can't be right. No, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is. So anyways.
Well, you know what it is, though? I feel like we don't claim to know anything, but we go, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds right. Like, we're not saying it's right.
I'm not going to Google it right now. That's not what this issue is.
It sounds like it could be right.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Until someone tells me otherwise, like,
it is what it
is. I'm not gonna like die on that horse.
Yeah,
but, like you know, like you tell me something else, and I'll be like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I'm not gonna go out of my way to like see if
find
this is factual.
It. Yeah,
yeah. I'll just call you and see if you know.
Yeah. And now what I do is I just put Tyler on it.
That's a
good
idea.
I go like, I don't know, find that out.
Yeah, that's good.
And he's like, okay, he'll like fucking research it.
At
and
least
be like, actually, it's this.
You're
like,
getting reputable information. Dr. Seuss, not a doctor. I did look that up.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe that?
Do you see that there's a Dr. Seuss thing that you can go to now in LA? It's an immersive experience. I actually looked at it up to maybe go tomorrow, but we're not gonna be able to go.
What is it?
But it's an immersive experience, Dr. Seuss Land. Seemed cool.
Where?
In LA somewhere. I sent it to you on
you
something
did?
Yeah,
by the way, you sent me the best thing. Sydney came through. I've been stressing about going to fucking
oh, the packing pillow?
Oh, my God.
Right?
I sent it to everyone.
Yeah.
And do you know how many people were like, how did you find this? Thank you. I was like, my best friend sent it to me. Like, she knew. I've been talking about this to everybody. Like, it's been panic in my life. She was like, I made my husband get one. Like, he's got to carry my shit now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. She sent me this neck pillow that, like, it's not a neck pillow.
It's not. It's actually a really long, like, umbrella bag almost.
It's like a sleeve. Does it look comfortable to sleep on for 14 hours? No.
Depending on how packed you make it.
Oh, well, I'm
probably
packing.
Very packed.
It's,
yeah.
You can comfy. Fit clothes in it because I've been like, I can only breathe 30 pounds. So, like, this is, it's like, oh, this, it's a neck pillow. No, it's not. It's more shit.
Yeah.
It's more of my shit.
And that's the only type of neck pillow I want to bring.
Right.
Also, is one that is actually fucking usable.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm going to go out of my way to carry a neck pillow around with me all the whole time.
Utilitarian neck
pillow. I want it to be usable, not just for the flight. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is $40, but like.
Is it?
Yeah. Money well spent. Honestly, like.
Good.
I think it's going to work out well. So. Way to go. And
fuck
then
it.
My friend who's coming on the thing, she's like, how did you find that? Like, I need more shit like that. I was like, I don't know. Like, as she's found it for me.
Yeah.
And then I started looking like travel hacks on Amazon. Nothing. I was like, what do I look up to get more of this?
Yeah.
Like, I want like shoes that have like zippers on the bottom that I can put socks
that
in.
Fold inside of themselves. Yeah.
I need some like Japanese packing shit.
That'd be cool if shoes had zippers on the bottom. You could put socks in them. Actually, that's a vibe.
I don't know why I've been relying on Ryan, who's like, we got to go to REI to get bags. I'm like, I have to go to REI to get bags. Like, can't we get them someplace else that's not REI? He's like, nope, it's the only place they have them. I'm like, that just can't be right. Gotta be soft.
Yeah. So that's where the cool people go. Speaking of like REIs and like Patagonia, what the fuck is up with vests? Can we just talk about vests right now? Just put a jacket on or don't put a jacket on. I don't know. I put a vest on the other day because it's a fashion choice. First vest I put on in probably 20 years.
What kind of a vest?
It was a It was a horseback riding vest I had never worn. Ooh. When I did ride horses.
See, that sounds
which
cute.
Which was about 17 years ago.
So it was
or
a corset.
10 years ago. Yeah, it was very tight.
It was a corset.
It did not fit over my tits. But I was like, you know what? I'm doing it.
It's
why
a choice.
Not? I did it. And I was like, not really getting it. Like, what is, it's just like, it's supposed to keep your internal organs warm.
I don't think that's true.
Just put a jacket on or don't, you guys.
A vest?
Put a jacket on or don't.
Yeah, I don't, what the fuck is with the vest? A vest is like a visor.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing?
But a visor at least does something.
Bare, it's like
kind
put
of.
A hat on.
Yeah, that's like, true. Unless you're like, my head gets hot. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but I don't want the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah. We have other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, a vest is like, I hate the Patagonia, like, stupid yeah. vests. I'm like, wear your sleeves.
Wear your sleeves.
As I wear a crop top turtleneck. I'm
that's
like,
true.
Get it together.
Yeah.
But, like, at least I'm not, like, it's obviously for fashion.
Yeah.
But, like, that looks like you're a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
You're in a vest that you spent a lot of money on.
A lot of money.
And I'm not buying it.
And here you are.
I totally yeah. think that's a great point. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't.
And I think,
that.
Frankly, you look stupid.
I think you look
you
stupid,
look
too.
You look like you forgot your jacket.
Yeah. It doesn't look like the fashion choice that should be made.
No, I
that's
never.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's repeal. Not one that I enjoy.
Get rid of them. Yeah. And visors while we're at it. How did that even become a thing? Like, who's like, that's good. I'm buying that.
Oh, that's what I was actually thinking about. So the visor thing was making me think of, did you know that, like, I don't know if it's specifically Rogaine, but stuff that makes, like, guys' hair grow.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of, like, the heat. Sometimes yeah. it can, like, stunt hair growth or whatever. I don't know. Something like that. Is it makes your dick not work.
Propecia.
I did not know that.
Yep.
So even if you get your hair back, your dick's not going to work.
I know.
And then your dick works, but you got no hair. What's working? This is just, that's fucked up. That's
yeah,
a fucked up
I know.
Situation.
It's never good. The that aging
sucks.
Process.
I didn't
for
know
men.
That. And I, like, Tyler's like, oh, yeah, that's like a thing.
It's
I was
a big
like,
thing, yeah.
What?
I know. Yeah, it's bad.
Whoa.
But then they take, then you got a pill for that.
Oh,
you just
Viagra.
Perpetually, yeah, I know.
Did you watch that documentary on Viagra?
I sure fucking did.
It was really
did.
Good, right?
It was great.
It was interesting.
I was fascinated.
I know. Okay,
I was
good.
Like, oh my God, they really like, I love that they were like nervous about putting out Viagra. Like,
yeah.
What are people going to say?
They're going to be like, you guys are a sex company.
I'm just like, guys, if you can make Viagra, like, why can't we make other things for us that are better? Like,
yeah,
something that takes
well,
all
they
of
tried.
All of, yeah, I guess
they're
that
trying,
was the
I guess.
I don't know. But that,
we got too much shit going on. That's what they said. They're like, you have too many like emotional like things that go involved into it. Yeah.
I don't like that. We got one thing yeah. and it goes up and down.
Yeah.
And now it's up.
Yep.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's got to be like that hair loss. Like, I feel like a lot of guys now were like in that age where like guys are losing their hair.
Yeah.
And it's like they're not happy about it.
No.
And I feel really bad.
I was thinking about how painful the hair plugs must be. Just
yeah.
individual just stabbing hair yeah. into your fucking head. It's like making a rug.
Yeah.
It's basically like making
that's
a rug.
That's why they go to Turkey. You go to Turkey where they make all the rugs.
Yeah.
And I swear to fucking God, this is the thing. Like all these guys are going to Turkey and getting hair plugs and there's like 100 Turkish men that just go in and go beep, 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 like so intricately. And then they come back and they're like,
I actually
have a very, very good friend who did that. And his hair looks fantastic. I'll tell you off air. But I was like, that really fucking worked. But
yeah,
this is
it looks
like,
good.
Yeah. I'm like, who cares? I don't know. I'm like, that sucks.
That would really suck.
Yeah.
You know what I saw the other day online was this girl. She was like, oh, I want to do locks of love. But if I do,
yes,
if I give my hair to Locks of Love and someone murders someone with my hair,
yeah,
do I get fucking pulled into the cops?
What a great thinker piece
right?
that
I
is.
Was like, oh,
that
shit,
really did make,
you right.
must. You must.
Right? Because that's your DNA on that hair, right?
You better have an alibi.
Or is it not your DNA because it doesn't have the root?
Interesting. But
ooh, just thought of that one on the fly.
Good. But when they do, don't they put it in the root? Like when they take your, I have no idea.
I don't know, but I know that
works.
Like before they had, they did just, oh,
I don't know.
Oh, no. They don't put it in the root. They make a wig out of your hair for people that like have
that's
cancer
right,
and
right.
stuff. But, and like when they cut your hair, they're not pulling out the
right.
root, you know, they're just cutting it at a certain length. So that makes sense. And then I know like with hair analysis, they're like, oh, these two hairs are similar, but then there's DNA that goes to the hair. I think that has to do with the root though.
I have questions. So, if you're smart,
Tyler,
Tyler, somebody help us. We need to know. That is a really good question, though. I don't know, but I do remember I watched an episode of Law and Order.
Yeah.
I was going to say once, but I've seen it multiple times. and this guy like got convicted of all these crimes, and they like tracked him down. They're like, we know you're guilty. We have your DNA. And the guy's like, I was not there. And he had a very strong alibi. Turns out he was adopted with his identical twin brother. Oh. And it was his brother because they have the same DNA.
Shit.
Yeah. So if you got an identical twin, like you could really ruin their life.
That's true. That's true.
That's scary, though.
Well, also identical twin. I mean, you could ruin their credit score.
You could ruin their whole shit.
You could ruin a lot of shit.
Damn, that's so true.
Also, if you're a junior, I've heard of that happening a lot where like dads will just like fuck up their sons' like credit scores and shit. They're like, oh, yeah, sorry. I just completely fucked your shit up.
You're a junior.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. You know, no, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second.
That's always a weird thing. And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's me again.
Yeah.
It's like bro chill.
Yeah. Yeah. And your last name's already getting carried on. Why is your first name got to get carried
on? I don't know.
Then when you're introducing them, they're like, here's Jim. And here's Jim again.
Yeah.
And
it's like, we get it.
Jim Jr.
A lot of Jims.
Actually, I have a cousin named Jim Jr. and his dad's named Jim. I actually like them.
Jim Sr.
Yeah.
Damn.
That one's not weird. I don't know why.
I wasn't thinking about this, but I overheard Ryan having a conversation about baby names for some reason.
Yeah.
And he's like, his friend was like, you thought of any? He's like, yeah, Sterling. And I turn around and I go, excuse me? The fuck?
Yeah.
We have not discussed this. Yeah. And you're coming out the gate with Sterling?
Yeah. My horse's name is Sterling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. Huh?
He's
like,
well, yeah, when you said it a second ago, it sounded kind of nice.
Strong name. I was like, there's other strong names.
Gold.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? Sterling.
Tanzanite.
Yeah. What are you going to call him for short?
Yeah.
Stir.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Lean? No.
Ling?
No.
Now he's Asian. And we got an Asian kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, we got to discuss this. You can't be telling this publicly.
Like, think about yelling, Sterling. Sterling.
Yeah.
Get over here.
You got to like.
That's a whole. That's a big word.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
I know. What do you call him? That's his whole name. You got to like when he's in trouble.
Yeah.
He's still getting his full name.
Yeah,
that's not
full
fair.
Full name. Yeah.
You can't.
Unless you
name
go
him.
With the middle name. And then that gets so confusing.
I know.
People are like, oh, I really go by my middle name.
I hate when people do that. It's like.
Great.
Just change your name.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, well, Matt's my real name is this. But it's like, okay, I don't even know who you are anymore.
I know.
Like, your life is a lie.
I actually dated somebody that I only knew them by their middle name because I thought that was their fucking name. And then I ended up meeting their family and they called him by their first name.
You
and I was
like
what's up
to.
With this? And then he decided to change his name back to his first name while we're dating. And
that's
I was just like, this is a... What is your name?
You're
like,
having an identity crisis.
Yeah.
If I can't figure out your name, I don't know what else. There's too much mystery here.
Yeah.
You're full of lies.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like you're full of lies.
Who are you?
People are like, but this my whole family does it. I'm like, I don't care. Just pick your name. That's your name.
Yeah.
Go. I don't know.
Have you watched Lego Masters? Don't, because you'll get addicted.
No, but our friend, Ryan's good friend, who I absolutely love, it works on that show and does the music on that show.
Lego Master smacks.
That's so funny that you said that because like I've heard of it and I've seen like clips of it. I'm like, that's kind of sick. And so he's like, yeah, I'm working on Lego Masters. And I was like, that's fucking tight. And he was like not expecting that response because I don't think anyone in his life has ever said that. And he's like, oh, you know about it?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah, it's
fuck
Lego
yeah.
Masters. He's like, oh yeah. I guess it is kind of cool.
And if you start from like the back seasons and work your way forward, it's way better.
They just
it's
make
way
like,
better.
Legos?
They like just, Lego. They make like massive Lego fucking masterpieces. It's sick. I will still never, it's not like you're going to want to go to Legoland afterwards. It's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
But it's actually pretty fucking sick. And I'm like, I like this shit.
I like some of those shows where it's like, I want to learn how to, I like when I could like learn how to do it and then like it's useful for me.
Like, yeah. Like they made a dog. They like brought their dogs in and then like you got to make a dog. It looked exactly like him. I was like, well, now I need a dog.
Yeah.
Now I need Louis remade into Legos. And I was like, I've never thought I needed anything made out of Legos.
Yeah. No.
Or they made a house, a cat for a house.
A cat house.
Or they made like usable shit in some of them. And I was like, fuck yeah, I like that.
Yeah. See, that's the thing where I'm like, if I can make something that's useful, I want to watch the show. But in some of those reality competition shows, I'm like, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
I don't know how
this one's like clean and fun.
Yeah, I want I want that. Good clean fun. Yeah. Like Masters. Like, 10
there's
out
a
of
lot
10.
Of Canadians.
Really?
Like most of the people are Canadian and then like a couple like Chinese or Japanese or something like that. And they're funny. The season out right now, there's like an evil villain. He's so funny.
Oh my God.
It's great.
I want to.
I'm really into it.
Yeah. I gotta get on the Lego Masters train, but what was I going to say? Fuck, my brain is just not working. I don't know.
Something about Lego Masters?
No, I think it was, I don't know.
So I went to Bates Nut Farm recently.
Tell me everything.
And they actually sell all of their pumpkins.
I've never been to this thing, so you have
it's
to
like
walk me
through. It's like acres and acres of pumpkins. And I went on actual Halloween with Madison and her man, and they literally had no pumpkins.
What?
And I turned to them and I was like, where the fuck did all the pumpkins go? And they were like, we sold them all.
All of them?
Yes.
Whoa.
And then I was like, you know how everybody gets all like uppity about everything now?
Yes.
And everyone's like, oh, don't do this, don't do that. No one's gotten into the whole Halloween thing. No one's gotten into that. What about pumpkins? What about the process of growing all these pumpkins and the water and blah, blah, blah. And then we just throw them away the next day, huh? Nobody's upset about that, which is fine with me. I don't want anyone to be upset about anything, but
I will say our neighbor, this woman has like a full garden. She actually kind of creeps me out, but her yard is a garden. It looks like a mess. Because it's a garden, but like
it's like gray gardens.
Yeah, I see her in the morning, and she like, and she has a cat that like is out there with her. Like it's a domesticated cat that like stands next to her while she gardens. It's a whole vibe.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, I see you. But she grew a motherfucking pumpkin, and I got to watch the process of this pumpkin being grown. And I got to tell you, I was every day so excited to catch her and see the process. I was like, look how big that pumpkin is. She had a squash too. I was like, get it. Fucking get that
squash. Told my dad to grow pumpkins for us next year.
You got
to
start
early.
So he's
going to try. No, we looked it up. It only takes like 3 to 4 months.
I mean, early in like.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know, but we already picked a, spot for him. And so he's going to try to.
She had hers hanging.
Oh, but we want the big one. We want to carve it.
No, I know. This bitch got huge. I'm telling you, like, because I think what happens is if you...
That's not going to be strong enough to hold it.
No, this... You ever seen a pumpkin stem?
Yeah,
they're fucking girthy.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Yeah, but I think what happens is you hang them once they get too big because you don't want
them
sitting...
get all lopsided.
Yeah, you don't want them on the ground because the water and they get... Like, so you got... This is what... I'm telling you, I learned a lot from just watching this lady.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Every morning.
Also, I won the competition. The carving competition.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd you make?
I carved a raccoon. Weird. I know. But it was fucking fantastic.
Choice.
And I found a new Dremel to use on the pumpkin.
Oh my God.
That's fantastic.
You know what I bet
it really
would be
took
good?
Me to the next level.
Those nail Dremels.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really good for shading.
That would be good.
Damn. Yeah. I didn't even get a pumpkin this year. I was so upset.
Shit.
I know. We had a lot going on, but I hope I'm not getting a fucking tree. That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah.
He is not off the hook for that one. But I was stupid working. She's been working. I got this new setup and a new desk coming. Very excited about my office situation.
So the desk, just one more question about this
Please.
Desk that you brought up a minute ago also. Is it the same desk as the one in the bathroom?
No. I'm going to show you.
Is it bigger?
Oh, yeah.
It has to be bigger than that.
This motherfucker's got lights.
Ooh.
You should see some of these. It's actually a vanity, but it's also a desk.
Yeah.
But they are making some desks on Amazon out of China, you guys. And they are fucking sick. It's like, I've never seen anything like, there was one, it had like Bluetooth speakers in it. And like fucking like, it lights up and it's got the clapper and like, everything's like got like dividers. And I was like, this is my dream. Like, I was looking at... I was like, there's too many to choose from. Like, there's USB ports and fucking... But I didn't get that one with the speakers and the USB ports because I know better. And I was like, the second I get this, next year they're going to come out with a new fucking port.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah. I was supposed to get the new phone before we went on our trip. And thank God, Tyler let that one go. But... But that one has a new port. Did you see that? Has the port of like a puffer or like other stuff.
A micro USB?
Yeah. One of those.
Yeah. Oh, this is the new thing that they're, it's like, can we just,
can you
what
guys
was
stop
wrong?
Changing the shit?
What was wrong with the port before?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want to know. Also, I got into a fucking all these new electric cars.
Yeah.
What was wrong with the handles? The handles were fine. I got it. Oh. I was.
Yeah.
Who had a problem with the handles that they're like, we've got to reinvent them? They were fucking fine. I can't get out of a goddamn vehicle to save my fucking life these days. I'm like, they're like, oh, you got to press it. I'm like, why don't we just use it like it's a handle?
Mm-hmm.
Just make it, keep it a handle. Like, it was fine. It's like, no, you got to press it down and then turn it to the left and then like do a little zigzag and then you can get
draw
out.
Draw a cat.
Yeah.
And then get
I'm
out.
Like, it's not Etch-a-Sketch. Let me out of the fucking car.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why? I'm so sick of things that were fine being reinvented into things that are more complicated.
Yeah.
For what? It's not even like it was ugly. It was a handle and it was flat and it went in like.
And it worked fine. Yeah.
I
must say, coming back from that trip, though, I have really, really given it. Thank you. All Karens out there that have fucking just been harping on shit, complaining, just being a dick. Thank you, guys. You guys are the backbone of America. Because let me tell you, in Europe, first of all, no one gets sued. They're just like, you were dumb. You fucked up.
Yeah.
The AC, be hot, bitch. Like,
oh, yeah.
You need to go to the bathroom. Suck.
Oh.
Like, everything is like, just like, I don't know what to tell you. And it's like, I want some Karens.
Yeah.
Some Karens need to come up in here and whip this place into fucking shape. I stood in line for 2 hours trying to get into a museum. Because the employees were just like, we didn't feel like showing up on time. A Karens would have ripped that place to fucking shreds. People were touching works of art at the fucking Palace of Versailles. Kids were just running up and touching them. And I was just like, where are all the Karens at? We need some Karens. So, like, thank you. I really appreciate you guys. Also, bathrooms are clean here.
Yeah.
And you can get more than one piece of toilet paper at a time. And you don't have to pay for toilet paper also, which is super sick. I got my finger stuck in a toilet. Did
I
tell you that?
I've never heard so much rage from Cindy Coffee. And she was like, the bathroom situation is a fucking joke. And
it's
I was like,
nightmare.
Never once. Like, people tell you, they're like, I went on vacation and like, I did all these things. No, I've never heard anything about the bathrooms. Sydney came in with some knowledge. And I'm like, this is what I want to know about traveling.
Yeah.
Tell the people.
Well,
tell the people what you told me.
None of the bathrooms are clean, first of all. They don't clean them. Even in the Paris airport, fucking, it had a little machine that had like a dispenser with soap that said, if you'd like this bathroom cleaned, do it your damn self,
really?
Basically. Yeah. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? If I want the bathroom clean, I have to clean it for myself at an airport. At an airport. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Nothing was ever clean. Everything smelled like piss. All over the place. Piss was everywhere.
Wow.
And they give you toilet paper. And this was every single place we went. They give you toilet paper that comes out like, you know, the tissue, like when you
like
go to wipe
square.
Your hands and it comes out like that.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't pull it perfectly, the next one doesn't come out with it and they're locked. So no toilet paper for you. You're fucked. There's no toilet covers. You're just bare butting it on everybody's shit that smells like piss. And barely getting toilet paper. I had to leave this poor woman in this bathroom stranded because I couldn't get her toilet paper and she couldn't get herself toilet paper. I was, I felt so bad.
Oh my God.
Then I got my finger stuck in a fucking push toilet. You know how you push the button?
Yeah, I hate
those. I got it so stuck in there that I thought I was going to, I panicked. I was fucking panicking. I was like, oh my God. Because my nail got stuck behind
it.
Oh no. And I was like, I'm going to have to fucking live here.
What did you do?
I ended up shoving it in so far that I ripped part of my finger off
and I got
it out. I got my arm stuck inside of a door. It was mayhem. Some toilets didn't even have toilet seats on them.
What?
I was just like, this place sucks. And then if you ask anyone, and you had to pay for toilet paper in some places. Also, you don't put any toilet paper down the toilet.
Yeah,
I thought that was just a Mexico thing.
Yeah, me too.
No, it's everywhere thing. You don't put toilet paper in the toilet. You put it in the basket. You put it like in the trash. Nothing goes down the toilet because everybody has like old systems
right.
shit. So I'm like, okay, I give more credit to other places. I don't know. Anyways. And then if you want to ask anyone to go to the bathroom, they will not tell you. They will not help you. They will not direct you. And I had so many people just flat out dismiss me that I got fucking into it with this man, to where then I called Nikki and I texted her and I said, you need to look up French.
I would like to literally read this message that I got out of the there's zero context. I'm gonna pull this up because it was and reading it out loud actually was even funnier because I was like, I was reading it. I gotta find it. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was so mad. I went back in and I took a photo of this fucking man's face and he still was looking at me with this smug ass little bitch ass fucking face. I was gonna fucking burn that shit down to the ground. Fuck him. Then I blasted it on my family account and was like, everyone go fucking complain about this man. Get him fired. Fuck him. And I was gonna do it on mine too. And then I was like, it's fine.
Okay, I got it. This is at Sunday, 4:27 in the morning. Listen. Period. I'm going to take a picture of this guy and the restaurant, and I want you to live find it. It's in the House of Versailles. You need to Google translate a ravagingly negative review of this man, exclamation point, into French. It's the host we hate and say how he's an absolute cunt, and then post more and more aggressively mean comments about him every 2 hours, exclamation point. She sends me two pictures. Can you see the hatred we have in each other's eyes? 2 hours later, exclamation point. Then a link to the place. Then what it's called with their phone number in European. I'm like, that's not even a number. And then same day, just a little bit later, it's now 11 o'clock, just full ignoring me in my time of need. I go, I'm sorry. I woke up and I was like, I need coffee before I can comprehend this. And then you proceed to tell me, I need you to write. We're back. I need you to write an angry review about this host at this restaurant and say how rude the host was to you and that you'd never eat there and forever tell people not to eat there. Yeah.
I was so pissed.
And I was like, what happened?
Hours later, we were still mad at each other. That's how fucking, it was palpable in the fucking air. I fucking hated this guy.
First of all, obviously, he hated me. And I'm sitting here like, what happened? Like, there's no, she doesn't tell me, what happened. There's no backstory. No. It's just like, you gotta fucking send them. I'm like, what did he do? Like, what did he do? It doesn't even matter. And I was like, what do I write on this review? do it now. If you are a friend, you were if you were my friend, you will do this. I was like, okay. And I'm like, I don't know. I was like, don't go here. It's horrible. Yeah. And I sent it. And I was like, I did it. And you're like, okay, good. Thank you. Yeah. And then they wrote back and it was all in fucking Italian.
It was French. But yeah.
I don't know. I was like, they wrote back and you're like, what does it say? I was like, Sid, I don't know.
Said hey, we're really sorry. We'll do better next time or something.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, you will.
Yeah, you fucking will, dog. I made my mom write one. I made fucking Ashley write one. God. I made as many people as possible go and write one. And there was after that, a bunch of things about this place sucked ass. Fuck that host. I was like, yeah,
what happened?
Yeah.
Do I get to know what happened?
So we needed to go to the bathroom, me and Tyler. Okay. And we went up to the person that we gave our ticket to, and we were like, hey, where's the bathroom before we go into this 17 acre yard? And they were like, oh, it's over there by something something. And I thought that he said that it was by a bookstore.
Okay.
And Tyler thought that he said that it was by a cafe. And so we're walking in the direction and I'm like, I'm gonna run into this restaurant and ask really quick, is it next to the bookstore? Is it next to the cafe? And I walk up to the host, and I'm in a great mood still. Walk up to the host, and I'm like, hi, excuse me. Do you work here? And he's like, yeah. And doesn't look up at me. And I'm like, yeah, I was just wondering, is the bathroom in here? Is it near, the cafe, or is it near the bookstore? And he was like, this is a restaurant, and you can't go to the bathroom here unless you have a reservation. And I was like, and he spoke perfect English,
right,
still not looking up at me. And I was like, no, I know. It's okay. I don't need to go to the bathroom here. Being very nice.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to go to the bathroom here. I was just wondering, if the bathroom is next to the bookstore or if it's next to the cafe. And he looks up at me and he goes, this is a really nice restaurant. And if you can't afford to eat here, you can't go to the bathroom here. I don't know what to tell you. Do you have a reservation or not? And I was like, no, I don't have, and so I repeat it again. I'm like, no, I don't need to go to the bathroom here. I'm just wondering where the other bathroom is.
Right.
And, you know, where it's at. And he was like, and he just, it was the look on his fucking face. He started to just be like, oh, we're going to play a game right now. I don't know, ma'am. This is a restaurant. And if you can't afford to eat here, I don't know what to tell you. And I was like,
oh, no.
Oh, okay. And I was like, I'm going to try. I asked him like two more times and I was like, right. That's not what I'm asking. Where is the restroom at? And he was like, ma'am, I can't help you. And he just started like looking at me and he starts just like going like this and being like, I'm not going to help you, you fucking dumb bitch. And I was like, oh, and I think I tried one more time and I was like, okay, sir. And like by the end of it, I was laughing. That's how mad God. I was. Oh, and I walked good. Away and I turned around laughing and I look at the man and he's sitting there like this.
Oh, he thought he won.
And I was like, you cunty little bitch. Yeah. Oh my. I was so mad. And he was being such a dick that by the time when I walked back in and I was going to take a picture of him, he sat at the table. He was helping other people completely normally.
Oh my God.
And he looked up at me and I posted the picture of his face. His face is like, and I'm like, oh God. Oh, I'm going to burn you down.
Yeah,
we figured out after that, though, that you can edit your tickets. And so
I feel like you guys do that a lot.
We do.
Like,
so
a
we
lot.
Figured out how to edit all of our timestamps.
Oh,
and
God.
So at the House of Versailles or whatever, we edited our timestamp. And then Tyler's like, so like fucking got a little high off of cheating that then he was like, ooh, I know. Next, let's like go in this door we're not supposed to. And so we ended up going into the House of Versailles, but it's all one. It's like IKEA.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go one way.
Yeah.
And the room, you can only walk like one person at a time. Well,
right.
Now we're going upstream.
Oh, yeah.
And we ended up getting through like four rooms before getting stopped. And then we had to go back the right way down the stream and then go all the way back around. And that was something. And then when we went to the Louvre, he edited another ticket, but we didn't know whether they put a circle in like a 009 or just a 9.
Oh.
And so we had to edit two of them.
Oh my God.
to see which
to
one.
Sure.
Yeah. And then we had to like check with someone in line. We're like, let me see your ticket real quick.
Yeah. We didn't cheat. These are our tickets.
Yeah. It's totally fine.
Damn.
Yeah. And then another guy at a bathroom at the fucking Louvre, actually, I go up and the Louvre, they made us wait for 2 hours and we ended up leaving. It was even longer than that. They just like the people decided just not to show up because they're French. We're just like, we just don't feel like working today. So
that's
show
such
up.
A weird
you can go when
thing.
You want to go. And so it fucked our whole schedule up. So I was like, fuck it, let's just leave. But while we're waiting now, because there's 30 minute intervals of like groups of people that
right.
are supposed to be coming into the museum. So now the line is massive.
Okay.
People are pissed.
Yeah.
They're getting so mad. And the bathroom line is obviously very long now too.
Right.
And there's only one bathroom open. So I end up like, I don't want to go into that bathroom,
right.
you know? So I go to find another bathroom. I find another bathroom and I go up to this lady and I'm like, hi, excuse me. Like, could you guys open this bathroom right here? And she was actually nice. And she goes, oh, actually, that man right there, he's the manager and he can open it for you. Like, no problem. He has the key. Just talk to him. Just ask him help. He'll open. No problem. I was like, okay, cool. So I go over to that guy and the guy is facing away from me. And I'm like, hi, excuse me. And there's a like a bar in between us. So I can't like touch him. And he's just flat out ignoring me. And I'm like, excuse me. Okay, excuse me. And finally, like, he finally turns around and I'm like, hi, could you open that bathroom for me? And he just goes, no. And he just turns back around and fucking does his thing.
Why?
So then I go back down because he's like, duh. They're just dicks.
Yeah.
And so then I go back downstairs. I wait in this long line to get into the bathroom and you have to pay for toilet paper, which I don't have. And so then I had to go back to Tyler and he's like, I only have $50. And I was like, well, now I can't go to the bathroom at fucking all. It was a whole fucking
thing.
How
much is toilet paper?
It was only like a dollar. It was like $1.25.
That
or
seems
something.
Like a lot.
It's a lot to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. So
Jesus, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
That
bathroom situations were not the vibe. Yeah.
God, what a doozy.
Yeah.
See, no one tells you this. This is like everyone's like, my trip is
just
great.
Like dehydrate if you're in France. or like in Paris specifically.
That's where it is, yeah. Mostly.
Yeah. Just Paris was like a real dick show. But then France was great. We were like in the countryside of France, yeah. And that was fucking fantastic. It was beautiful. But people don't joke anywhere. They're like, I joke, yeah. You listen. And if you make a joke back, the same joke they just made.
Really?
Like the face they make is like, and I'm like, All right, you're right. You're funny. I suck.
Like that you were like, there are no tits here.
Oh, yeah.
Outraged.
No tits. No
I thought
tits.
This was Paris.
Yeah.
I was like,
the whole thing. Everywhere we went, not a tit.
Not
in
a tit in sight.
And my tits are always out.
Always. I was like, Paris.
Right now they're out.
You're going to fit right in.
I know. No tits.
That's
not a tit.
Upsetting. Yeah. See, like, I've never heard that.
I had to buy a jacket at one point because it was like so abrasive.
Wow.
And then I decided, I think I actually have an issue too. Like when I get dressed in the morning, I just go like, yeah, this looks like normal.
Right.
And then I walk outside and then everyone else is like, whoa, your tits are out. And I'm like, I just kind of thought that's always normal.
Yeah, that's baseline.
I guess not. Yeah.
You know what's interesting is like I'll put on something and I'll be like, this is really conservative.
Yeah.
Like I think that where if my tits are not out, I'm like, turtleneck. Like, oof, someone's going to awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, but that didn't even.
No tits.
I learned a lot from your trip. Nobody else. I don't want to hear about anybody else's vacation, but you come back with like some interesting, a new, fresh perspective on traveling.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm like, okay, like no one's ever told me this before. And everyone always wants to talk about their vacation. Not once was someone like, hey, by the way, bathrooms suck.
Yeah.
And no titties in Paris.
Bring a lot of hand sanitizer.
Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah. Now I'm nervous. Now I'm like, fuck. We were going to go to
Africa. I don't know how the bathrooms are going to be.
I don't know. Apparently, we're staying at like
the
bougiest
places. Yeah.
We're going to two different places. They're both extraordinarily bougie. So
I really hope it's the one where you eat. I just have the same image of like there's like a table.
Where is
and
this
the two
place?
Windows open up and then there's like giraffes that come in and they eat with you. Or there's like elephants walking around in the everywhere on Instagram. It's like all over Instagram. Everybody
pull it
goes
up and
there.
Send it to me.
I know. I have to find it.
I know. But we were gonna stop in Istanbul, but now we're not. We're.
I feel like you could have gotten
days.
Like cool like rugs or
I
like
know.
Cool like knickknacks
like,
or shits.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I was really excited because I was like, oh my god, finally! I've been dying to go to Turkey to get some fucking rugs.
Yeah.
And now I can't go, obviously, because it's not a great time to be traveling there.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Fucking sucks, man. But I'd rather, you know, stay alive.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay in the airport and then go. But I'm curious about the bathroom situation. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine it's not going to be like fully catered to Americans. I'm also a little bit nervous because what do I do about like all the outlets? Aren't the outlets different?
Yeah. I don't know about in Africa, but where we went, they're different.
Did you bring?
Yeah, we bought new things. It's really easy. Once you buy a thing, it's just an adapter. You just fucking plug it in and you pluck all your other shit in.
Yeah.
It's easy. Yeah. I thought it was going to be weird too. I think because I saw Eurotrip or something and like their thing blew up. So I thought it was going to be risky, but it's very easy.
Yeah. That's about the extent of my travel knowledge. Just Eurotrip. I saw Eurotrip and it was bad.
Yeah.
So probably that. Oh, fuck, man. Well, shit. We're fucking done with this second episode.
Them.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, more next week.
More to come.
We love you guys.
Okay.
We'll see you next
week. Love you. Bye.
Goodbye.